Lecture topic, barriers to ilm.
Bismillah. Yesterday we discussed the aspect about keeping this flow of knowledge open, the channel through which it comes to remain open. And one very crucial thing in that is that there shouldn't be any negative feelings in the heart, any ill feelings towards those who have been a means of our knowledge or who are currently teaching us. That's an extremely crucial part. Together with this, another blockage, very major and severe blockage that comes, is through sin. Sin, obviously, in ilm is nur, and nur, just like other physical things, if some physical substance comes in the way, then that blocks that physical flow. Water is the physical substance, so some physical dirt comes in that channel, is going to block the flow of water. Ilm is nur. Nur is not anything physical. But like there is the aspect of nur which is not physical, so sin, the effects of sin is not physical. The effects of sin is zulmat. And that zulmat becomes a blockage to nur because it's the opposite of it. So there's darkness, there's light. These two things are not simultaneously possible to be in there. So one will block the other. Therefore, this is an extremely necessary thing to be staying far away from all the means that take a person towards any disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time to be constantly making abundant istighfar, because our weakness is such that we keep slipping into whatever, our tongue slips into things, whatever other, our hearts are not clean. So this constant istighfar is necessary. Like we understand that the physical things around don't just get clean once a year. It's an ongoing cleaning process. It's daily, there's a cleaning process that's required. So likewise, the heart requires cleaning daily. And the cleansing process of the heart is through istighfar. When a person is conscious about that he wants to acquire ilm, so then it's not a one-way thing only. There are various things that go along with it that he has to be conscious about, careful, taking the effort to make sure that this channel is clean. If a person is just passing the time, he's just going through the routine, that's a different matter. But a person has an objective, he has a purpose, he wants to achieve something, he wants to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, which is the object of that ilm, he wants to acquire that khashiyat. So then all these things are extremely important, extremely fundamental. Without this, then he's just going through the motions. So the istighfar, extremely important, and together with that, if a person wishes to stay far away from whatever Allah has forbidden, he must stay away from the means that take a person towards it. Staying away from the means will become the protection. This is the principle the Quran Sharif has established. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Allah says don't even get close to it, because you get close to it, then you are putting yourself in severe danger of falling in something. So the principle is don't get close to it. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. The same principle, don't even get close to something that will trip you into something haram. So a person who wishes to stay away from this disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, then the asbab-e ma'asiyat, the means that lead to it, stay far away from it. Otherwise, then it's just going to become the same cycle, and he'll be just fooling himself that I'm trying. But if he's not staying far away from the means, he's not really trying. You have to stay far away from the means. That will become the means of staying safe from the sin itself. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith.